Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yesterday at the seafood counter, I asked for a pound of rock cod. And when the guy weighed it, it was exactly 1 pound. This is the sort of thing that makes me really happy.
Adorable. That feeling when packing for a month away has left you at the frayed ends of sanity. You know, kind of like the Metallica song.
Hey, at least you don't live out of a storage unit, Heather. Although I will say, getting dressed is a lot easier now that all choice has been taken from me.
Truth. If you need to find me later, I'll be at the nearest bar drinking a martini. I don't even drink martinis.
Bottoms up, Heather. Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that. Working on my radio voice, Heather. What do you think? 93 KREO.
Always thought it would be super fun to be on a local radio show and just be like the person who's spinning the records. And
I mean, I think a lot of it is automated now, right? Because it's all owned by, you know, I don't know, whatever that big AI company is that owns all the radio stations.
Yeah.
Totally. You know, but it's like you used to be able to, when I say 93 KREO, that was when I was growing up, it was like, you know, the pop music station.
Yeah.
And it was actually 92.9.
Uh-huh.
That was what it was on the dial. But they called it 93. And I was always like, but it's 92.9. Mm-hmm. And my parents were like, well, they're just rounding up because it sounds better. And I was like, well, but it's not very, that's not very precise.
Remember
okay.
that Gross Point Blank? That was the John Cusack movie I was referring to with, what was her name? She was so cute. She was a radio host for a really small town. Great little flick.
Yeah,
kind of
I remember.
Us back.
I mean, anything with John Cusack, I enjoy.
Oh, yeah,
but yeah, I don't remember anything about that movie except it was about, you know, Michigan.
Oh, Minnie Driver. Minnie Driver was the actress.
Minnie Driver. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Well, y'all, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life, so you don't have to, and it's sort of like
you don't have to unpack shit, y'all.
You could sit here and listen to us.
You just lay back and let us do the work, okay? grab a chair.
I gotta tell you something creepy happened to me, Sarah. I went and got my hair cut a couple days ago, you know, because I'm
creepy.
Going on this trip and I wanted to get a couple inches off. And so I was like looking for some pictures on the old internet, some inspiration, you know. So I was kind of looking up like, you know, like a shag with no commitment, or a, you know, some easy kind of vacation haircut. And every single photo I came across was very obviously an AI chick with said hair. And what disturbed me about it is that it wasn't like that the last time I did a Google search. So what I did was I ended up Googling actual celebrities so that I could get a real face. But I didn't like that. I did not like seeing these rubbery faces on these haircuts. It felt weird. I'm not stoked about the future of this. I'm sure it's going to get even worse. But how do you guys feel about it? I bet there's some people out there who don't even care. You know, they're kind of just like, it's no big deal. I don't mind rubber faces.
I think it kind of depends on, I mean, in your situation, you're looking for something that's realistic, right?
Yes.
Can I realistically do something like this haircut that I'm looking at? Mm-hmm. Or does this look like something that's, you know, AI generated and therefore maybe not, you know, achievable?
Exactly.
I actually had a similar situation, you know, back in my, you know, kind of pre-chemo days. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure how much hair I was going to lose. Mm-hmm. And I was ready to start wearing wigs.
Yeah.
I thankfully saved enough of my hair that, I mean, it looks horrible these days. It's going to be growing out for some time. But I have never needed to, you know, wear anything besides, you know, a baseball hat here and there. Mm-hmm. But it was the same thing where I started to go down this wig rabbit hole.
I remember that.
Which I talked about a little bit on the show,
yeah,
you know, however many months ago. And, you know, it's, yeah, you see like these women wearing, and you kind of go, oh, that's nice. You know, that doesn't look like a real person though. Oh, that's not a real person, you know? And so, there were so many of them.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, the wig world, guys,
it's endless.
You don't even know unless you get into it. But I don't feel convinced that this is any sort of reality
it's
that
good
would
on you.
Yeah, like it doesn't apply to me. It was
like rubber doll.
It was almost unhelpful in a way. So.
It was unhelpful, and it took me to a weird place. I was like, I can't really totally articulate it, but I was kind of. I mean, I was definitely like disturbed at. How, like, it kind of reminded me of this is so, well, no, this is not a great analogy, so I won't even say it, but you
well,
know,
now you have to.
I was just gonna say something about, I just remember when the internet didn't exist and we were in technology, we were working in technology in the early days, and I remember when the internet popped up or we started using it, but it was very early days. And I'd Google my name and I was like right at the top because I felt like the only Heather Frank in the world, you know, back then, because it was like a small world on the internet. And then I remember years later doing it and there were like a million blonde Heather Franks all over Google's first pages. And I was like somewhere buried in there. And I was like, damn, it makes me feel, I think what it is a good analogy because it makes me feel fake. It makes me feel like a copy of a copy of a copy, you know?
Well, but you're not any of those other Heather
no,
Franks.
No, I know, but I was like, I'm unique Heather Frank. Like, it's kind of a unique name, but kind of not.
I know the feeling. I mean, I'm only half joking when I say, like, I mean, I am like a Sarah Lane.
Yeah, that's true.
Usually at the top of search results just because I'm an internet person.
Yeah.
But I mean, for a long time, decades, I was like the only one, even though there are like a million Sarah Lanes in the world. Like, I was the only one who was like an internet Sarah Lane.
Someone's going to make an eye version of you, Sarah. Now there are,
I mean, you look at like you like search for Sarah Lane on Instagram and it's like, I mean, I am, you know, I got the handle, but yeah. I mean, there are a lot of us. Mm-hmm. Sarah Lane 99, Sarah Lane Napa, Sarah Lane Photo Studio, Sarah Lane like all, underscore 123.
I feel like all of mine are like cheerleaders. Like, there's all these like blonde cheerleader pictures. And it's funny because I think that rubs me wrong too, because I remember getting so much grief in high school from my uncles because I was blonde and bubbly and sporty and, you know, popular girl. And they
why would your uncles give you grief?
Oh, no, they gave me grief. They always would say, you're going to be the head of the cheerleading squad and you're going to go out with a football player. And I actually rebelled against that because I didn't want to be that person. And I think I went.
Oh, I was
more,
that person.
I went more on the fringe of like groups because I just didn't want to be pegged as that. And so it really did bother me as a young person. I was like, I'm not that person. Like, they made me feel like
a
dumb blonde.
It sounds
you know?
Like it wasn't so much what they were saying, but that they were pigeonholing you into something that you're like, well,
exactly.
No, I get
I don't
to
like
choose.
Being pigeonholed, Sarah.
Yeah, don't pigeonhole Heather.
Lanes, how's it going? I'm coming in hot today because you know, it's my last day before I hit the road. And I was debating whether we could just like record this episode when I'm in New York tomorrow. But it's actually kind of funny how things go because I thought that could
it's
be fun.
It's always better to record when you know your internet connection, you know, it's every
exactly.
time I say, well, I'll just do it once I get to whatever spot I'm at. It's like, you don't know. Because no. I've been burned before. In fact, the last time I tried to do, not this show, I don't know if we were even recording Have Such a Good Day at the last time I was. No, of course we were. Just, I guess not that weekend. Last time I was in New York, I was at an Airbnb in Harlem. And, you know, I had looked it up ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And, they had a little business station, you know, basically just a desk and a computer and a printer. But I was like, oh, we're good to go. You know, I can hardwire when I get there. Yeah, well, that wasn't really the case. So it, and the Wi-Fi was terrible and the host was, you know, I mean, they didn't want to hear my technical woes.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
well, it's
there
funny
was
how
that.
Within an hour of thinking, oh, it'd be kind of fun. In fact, I think I was slacking with you. It'll be fun to record in New York. I'll have some stories, you know. And then my friend who I'm staying at her apartment, I'm like Airbnb being her apartment in East Village, pinged me and was like, oh, hey, heads up. The upstairs neighbor is being a total jerk and is doing construction during the day while you're there. Yeah. So just to let you know. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Murphy's Law.
Of course.
Know how you do, Murphy.
Luckily, well, I don't know the schedule of the construction, but luckily in New York, you'll probably be out and about
100%.
During construction
it's
time.
Best
so
that
it'll
we
be minimal annoyance.
For sure. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mentioned that I live out of a storage unit, and you know, I've been doing that since the end of May when I moved out of my old place. RIP old place. Weirdly, and Heather, you and I have talked about this. I am still sort of like unraveling stress from my old place. And when I say that, it's because I was, you know, property managing a lot of things. And so, you know, things would go wrong and things had to be fixed. And I had a decent amount of help, you know, and people to do things that I couldn't do. But it was very consuming. And as time goes on and there's more and more sort of padding between that and, you know, my very much nomadic life that I'm currently in, even though right now I feel super unsettled. Mm-hmm. It's like I am still like healing from what that was. There's just a lot of stress that I just felt all the time, you know, living somewhere where I'm like, something's going to go wrong and I'm going to have to figure it out. And I'm going to have to call a technician, or, you know, there's, you know, there's rats again. Like, it was just never ending.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's gotten to the point where now I'll go to bed like nice and comfy, tired at night, and then I'll dream about like things happening at the old house, and I have to like
you can't escape
deal
it.
With those things, and they're, you know, like bizarre things, you know, where I'm like, oh gosh, oh, how am I gonna do this, and also still, you know, like work. So anyway, we're getting there. We're working through it in our subconscious. But I did want to mention living, you know, a nomadic life. Pretty much everything besides like everyday necessities that I do have on my person, everything is in a storage unit. Uh-huh. Now, I don't know. I don't remember, probably because I blocked it out of my mind because it was so like horrible. If I told you y'all that much about the day I moved and, you know, what that entailed, because it was, I mean, I've moved a lot and it was the worst move I've ever had. And the movers themselves were very nice people, but there were a variety of issues, and I don't have to, like, you know, drag them back out. But one of the issues, specific issue, was that the company that was moving me also provided storage. And I, you know, I had various, you know, I mean, not really all that much because I was living in a tiny apartment before then, but like, you know, a desk, a dresser, a bed frame, like things that needed to go into storage. Like, I can't just like take them with me, you know, and like couch surf. And they, they got to my house, right on time, and, you know, kind of putting things in the car or in their truck. And, you know, I'm sort of just like weaving around, like walking in circles like a crazy person, because I'm just like, you know, I don't want to do this right now, but we're doing it. And they go, yeah, you don't want to store stuff with us. Like, you just don't want to do it, because once we store stuff, like, we do have storage for you, but it's like in a warehouse somewhere, and like, you don't have access. You're gonna have to pay us every time you come in and like want to get something. You don't want to do
storage
it.
Storage units are totally the pits. I had the same situation in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Ugh. And so I was, you know, I was kind of like, yeah, but I, you know, I already sort of committed to like storing stuff with you guys. Like, wouldn't that be way easier? Because you just pack me up and then go and put my stuff somewhere. And they're like, you're going to want things. And I was like, no, I won't. And they're like, you are. And it was funny, like the both of them, like, you don't want to do this. And so I kind of like, it almost was like a wink, wink thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I guess I'll figure out another option on my phone right now in the yard. Which we did, went to this other storage unit. I literally like, you know, paid for a storage unit, like, you know, like using CarPlay, you know, like driving toward the storage unit. Uh-huh. We get there. It's in a, I don't want to say it's in a weird part of town. It's not in a weird part of town, but the storage unit itself is very weird. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like at the end of an alley, you know, and you're
they always are
in the right place. Yeah, exactly. And then when you get there, you know, there's a competent person, you know, kind of sitting behind the desk, but like they're used to weird people coming and going all the time. And here I have these moving truck is in another truck and they're behind me 5 minutes. Anyway, we get to the storage unit, you know, the guy's like, yep, you know, I got your online application, like, okay, let's go to your storage unit. Get there, and it's 10 by 7. It's actually quite high. So 10 by 7, you know, as in like, you know, X and Y, yeah, but not the Z. And they're like, can't do it, Sarah. We need 10 by 10. And I was like, do we? Does 3 feet really matter? And they're like, oh yeah, no, I mean, it matters so much and we need 10 by 10. So I had to like sweet talk the guy into like giving me another storage unit, which, you know, wasn't completely free, but like, you know, it was pretty inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was a nightmare of epic proportions. And I have been back to the storage unit quite a few times. So I will say kudos to the movers for reminding me that I will need to access this. There's going to be something that's packed that I need realize, or I'm going to add, you know, like on top of a couch or, you know, whatever space is left afterwards. I've been back to the storage unit a handful of times, mm-hmm. and boy, is it depressing.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had one in the heart of Hollywood on, what was it? It was like Franklin, and it had all the, like, it was on the corner under the 101. So it was like under an overpass.
Mm, you gotta love that.
It mm-hmm. was literally, it was so seedy, gritty, all the things. There was a whole homeless camp there. And I did go back and forth and have to get stuff and put stuff in and whatnot. And the woman who ran, I mean, this whole place was just, it was such an experience, and all of the outside of it was painted with Hollywood, you know, it was like Charlie Chaplin, and, you know, it was like, it was called like the Hollywood storage or whatever. But man, do I have memories. Yeah. There is something, it's like storage unit life is like, it's nice to get rid of it. You're going to feel very cathartic. It'll be very cathartic when you get rid of it. They're great. We need them. It's a necessary evil, but it also feels good to, and I think I will talk about this, as I'm on my trip, this, you know, this flurry of like trying to pack for in a small cube, all your stuff you need for however many weeks is so challenging. But once you get on the road, it's so nice to only have like limited options. You don't have to mm-hmm. really think about what you're going to wear because you only have, you know, a handful of options. And I kind of love that. It's very freeing. And I'm actually looking forward to that.
Yeah, in a way, I feel like I don't feel like I'm on vacation. Trust me, I don't. But I am certainly packed as if I'm on vacation.
It's like, I know what you mean.
What do you want to wear today? These yoga pants or these yoga pants?
Yeah, exactly.
You get two.
Yeah, it's funny, when I was in Echo Park, that short stint when we lived up the road from each other, mm-hmm. I had that tiny little place, but it was so like small and compact and just kind of made me feel,
I know,
me
too. It was so cute.
Everything just felt so in order, and I obviously didn't have all my stuff in there because it was a small temporary place, but it felt really good to just live simply. And it's one of the reasons why I don't think I really want a really big house. And the house I'm living in now, which is my father's house, is like a 4-bedroom and like two
baths.
That
sounds big to me.
Two half baths, and none of them have warm toilet seats, just FYI.
Well, that's good to know when we all visit that yeah. we should just be, exactly. you know, prepared for, you know, some cold cheeks.
You know, another funny thing. I don't know if this has happened to you, Sarah, but I'm trying to get like my people on WhatsApp. I like a lot of my friends are on WhatsApp, the kind of chat service that works internationally. A lot of my international friends, you know, I talk to on there, and it's
pretty much everybody outside of the U.S. is using WhatsApp.
But I have a couple people
for the way that we use iMessage. Yeah,
yeah, including mostly family who didn't really have it and maybe heard of it, but had to download it. So I'm like sending, you know, them the link to download and trying to get them used to it and that kind of thing. And it's funny, I do get a lot more spam on WhatsApp these days. Like I'd say in the last 6 months, especially, I get a lot of like businessy stuff. Like, you know, we need to talk about the interest rates and the blah, 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 because they're obviously like, you know, spying on us. I got, somebody added me to a group that was going to Thailand. And strangely enough, it's a woman that I met up here. She's an older lady. She's like a totally prominent, super interesting woman who started all these schools here. She's an artist and she's kind of a known person. I met her a couple times and we kind of meant to have lunch, kind of thing. She lives up the road. And I mean, I haven't talked to her in 8 months. I mean, we're not like buds, but she added me on this group, and I think it was a mistake. It was probably some other Heather, and she accidentally added me. Uh-huh. And so they're traveling through Thailand. They're on some like business trip, and all of their photos keep getting saved to my camera roll. And so like yesterday, you know, I know you can turn it off to make it so they don't do that, which I did. But yesterday I'm looking through my camera roll and I see these weird photographs. I'm like, who is that man? You know, it's like selfies taken at a restaurant of like these strangers. I'm like, what the heck? Anyway, I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but it's a very weird breach of like privacy.
I don't know that I've had that. WhatsApp is something that I have some friends who, you know, don't live in the US and they all use WhatsApp and, you know, so I use that. And also when traveling or even like, I don't know, it always seems to be like, if you go to a wedding that's, you know, out of town for everybody, we all end up, you know, in a WhatsApp group.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then, iPhone, Android stuff can be weird on iMessage. Otherwise, it all works out. I don't know how this happened. And I don't, it had nothing to do with WhatsApp. It was some sort of iCloud thing, which is years ago now, but still disconcerting. All of a sudden, I was looking through my photos, kind of like you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, what is that? What are these photos? Who are these people? And like somehow there was some glitch in the matrix where like there were all these like homegrown like rap albums.
Hmm.
Like the like showing like, you know, the covers of albums.
Uh-huh.
And then like sort of young kind of hip hop kids like doing their thing in life where I'm like, I've never seen any of these people. Like, what is this? Did I save this? You know, because I mean, I like hip hop, but like, I'm like, I don't know what this is. I still don't to this day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like this weird album that somehow I had, you know, somebody shared it with me, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it went through in a weird way. Don't know.
Yeah, it's very strange. So you get this like peek into some like complete stranger's world. But yeah, so I wanted to update y'all on my fears about leaving on this trip. You know, last episode I talked about all the things happening in the world and the things places I'm going, and all the disasters happening. Well, I think the air quality in New York might be better. There's been some storms there, so check. I think now there are floods, so I checked in with a friend of mine to see how bad it was, because there's like these weird random floods. Great. Okay. Cool. And yeah, I've been definitely, my head's been really into leaving mode, and it's been hard. I'm not gonna lie. And I had a friend, or actually my friend who I'm traveling with texted me the other day, and she's like a very frequent traveler. And God, I almost sounded like Bugs Bunny there. Rascally Wabbit. but she is one of those people that I may not like admit, like, oh, I'm nervous about going here or there, because she's just so like street savvy and travel savvy, and she's been everywhere. But she texts me last night and she's like, I don't know, I'm just like anxious. I'm super anxious to be gone this long. You know, I'm anxious about everything. And I'm like, girl, I really think it is a bit of a midlife thing, because we get so used to our creature comforts. The other night, she sent me a picture of one of those, you know, multiple, like a month long morning, noon, night, little separator for all of your like drugs and supplements. And I thought it was hilarious, because I didn't think, I was laughing at myself because I got one of those on Amazon thinking, ugh, I've arrived, you know? But she had one too,
girl,
and it was...
Girl, I've got them all.
Ugh, I'm not,
you know,
proud.
You just got to give in and say, I need to remember to take my supplements.
You got
to
lean
and
in.
And my various drugs, you know, Sunday through Monday.
You know, and I wanted so bad. So I was thinking, and I may still do this, I'd love to have like a little like travel blog, or just put some photos and some blurbs and like have a little tracking of my trip so I can look back on it and share it with my closest friends and whatnot, like a Substack that everyone and their mom has now. And I still might do it. I haven't had time. But you know, look, I love a good tip. I'm all about like good tips on various things. You know, obviously the travel tips lately have been really helpful. Thank you, ladies out there who I follow. But I feel like I'm getting pummeled with, you know, posts about how to pack perfectly on the month-long trip to Europe, multiple cities, blah, 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 blah. And I've been so immersed in like trying to pack the perfect bag and make it so that I have enough room and don't bring anything you don't need. You don't want extra weight. And at some point though, it's like there's a fine line. It's like helpful to get all of these opinions and like their styles. Like, how do you do it? You know, are you, you know, I like your style or whatever, but it becomes this sort of like OCD thing that I don't like. There's a point where I'm like, enough with the tips. Let me just do my thing, you know? And
oh yeah, I don't. I mean, I am the worst packer because I dread packing. I don't know. There's something about packing that's just like so unfun to me.
It is dreadful.
So I pack at the very last minute and I throw weird things in there that I don't need and won't want later. And then I just say like, I'll just buy stuff on the other side, which sometimes works and sometimes is
what if you can't
terrible
find the
idea.
Thing and then you buy something that you're just like, just to buy it.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times in New York specifically, just because, you know, there's a drugstore on every corner, but I'm like, I just like won't pack toiletries. And I'll just buy everything.
I remember you doing CVS that on a work trip, actually.
Yeah. Like, I just can't deal, you know? And I'm like, well, I don't have, like, travel sizes for things, you know, for my lotion.
It's a bit crazy
just,
making.
Like, buy things.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I'm trying to be as, like, slim as possible, you know, putting... I don't want to have a bulging bag where it's, like, it's stressful, especially when you're trying to be nimble, you know? You're moving around. But I am going to pick up a few travel size items in New York. But I'm still like, you know, I still feel like I'm maxed out enough. Like, how many more things can I really add? But on the same token, I've kind of done it to myself, but I also think this is just like the way the world is. And it's like the Murphy's Law thing again, but I tried to button everything up last week, and it's all actually over the weekend. And, you know, I've been working steadily to get ready for this trip and get all the bills paid and everything. And so I've been working on some investment accounts, you know, because there's a lot of good interest rates right now, and I'm not going to get all like Kai Rizdahl on y'all, but, I'm really into it. I'm into, making my money work for me. And I did a bunch of like CDs and investment accounts for my personal stuff recently. It was basically last week or over the last month. And then I was like, I got to do this for the business. So I kind of started the conversation weeks ago to get it done before I leave. And so these banks, you know, they want your money. Every bank wants your money. So they try to, you know, they try to give you a good deal. Like, we've got a 4% interest rate on a money market account, or they have a really high yield CD for 7 months or whatever. And so I've been trying to get this going for the last month. And of course it ends up falling on today as I'm going to be rolling out of town. I'm going to stop at 3 different banks. I know what I'm doing. It's just going to be a pain. And the reason why I have to do it is because these rates won't be there when I get back, and I'm going to be gone for a while. So it's like, I have to do it. I'm kind of like, what am I? Anyway, I've filled my day. So, my plan is to get it all done, drive down south, meet you for dinner, Sarah, and have a drink, have a stiff one.
By the way, just to let y'all into a little bit of like how like frazzled Heather and I both are just with life in general right now. I was like, yeah, so you're flying to New York today after, you know, we finished wrapping the show. And she's like, no, I'm in actually your neighborhood tonight.
Because I got to come out of the woods first. I got to get out
of this
place.
And then I'm traveling, you know, and then getting on the plane in the morning, because I was like, oh, are you flying out of Santa Rosa Airport? No, I'm doing, you know, something else in the morning.
That would have been
a
good idea.
Wait a second, like, you're going to be here tonight, like, kind of not walking distance from me, but like a very, very short drive.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna see each other, y'all. And it's been quite some time.
We have to figure out when we're toasting with some vino. I want to figure out
how
the last time I
was.
Saw you, because I think it might have been at your place in the woods.
It was. Well, it was. And then we went for ramen.
That was forever ago.
But that was I don't think it was 2020.
No.
I think it was 2021.
Damn.
Because it was like pandemic. No, I remember because you and I were walking around and we were sort of like, okay, like mask on, mask off, where you're like on the street until you get. We were still, you know, that was like a big part of the conversation. It was 2021.
I think it was.
I haven't seen you in 2 damn years, Heather.
I can't believe it. Even though I see you every week, like on, well, that's on why, video, you know, but
that's why we love it. That's
it's going to be really, it's going to be really fun to see you.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. By the way, I will not be drinking a martini. I had, speaking of a long time ago, there were like 4 of us that went to dinner. In fact, pretty close to the where you and I are going to meet each other later, Heather. But it was, you know, it was like a dinner thing. And we, me and the person I was with walk in and they were already seated and they had both gotten martinis, you know, and it was sort of like, oh, okay, martinis. Maybe I'll get a martini. And I was like, in the moment, I was like, you guys, I don't know if I've ever even had a martini. And everyone looked at me like, never, never in your life? And I was like, I don't think so. Part of it is that I hate the glass because, you know, I'm just a clumsy person and I'm going to knock it over prompt. But I got one and I was sort of like, you know, because I like olives. Everything about it sounds good in theory. And I had like a sip. I was like, this is what a martini sounds.
Yeah, they're like kind of, I feel like you're really a martini person or you're not. I mean, I might
You're either, yeah,
one.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe there's time still, but I think it's a little strong for me. A little too much alcohol forward, I think.
It's, yeah, there's no, and I don't, I'm not saying like, oh, I wish, you know, there was like grenadine in here. Like, I don't even really like sweet drinks, but there's something about a martini where I was like, it seems cooler than it is for me, you know, like drink martinis, go nuts, everybody else.
And
but
it
I'm
sounds
like,
better
this is
than
just not
is.
My drink.
I do love some olives though.
Me too. Well, and especially with other, what I've learned is an other person who's like, I like a martini, but I don't want olives. And they put olives in my martini. Then I get to eat like 6
exactly.
olives.
Exactly. Exactly. Those are good friends.
Yeah, exactly. You're welcome, everybody. So anyway, we've been talking about, you know, packing and storage units, and I mentioned on our show last week that I joined a gym, and that's been going pretty well. In fact, I'm like super excited about going there later. I'm like, you know, only like a few days into like being a gym rat again, but I'm like, I love it. Just gives me something to do. I can go and like have fun for an hour, you know, and people watch and whatever. But speaking of gyms, Leah, who's in our Discord. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Had a really, really good tip. And this was something that I've never heard about before. And that was a nonprofit called Good Gym, all one word, goodgym.org. Now, this is UK based. Because I looked it up and unfortunately, Good Gym is, at least this particular 501c3 or whatever you call it in the UK, it is regional. But the idea is get together with a bunch of people, you know, let's say 10 a.m. on a Saturday, you know, meet at the park, run around for a little bit, and then everybody does some sort of, volunteer work that's kind of physically laborious, right? So you're still kind of exercising, but you're also doing, you know, maybe it's a food bank.
Cool.
You know, maybe you're, you know, bringing stuff in and out of a, you know, a retirement home kind of thing, you know, or somebody who, you know, has mobility issues or, you know, you're helping. And I was like, holy crap. I know there are other options like this around me. I just don't know what they are. And, you know, it reminded me, Heather, of all the days where I kind of have more energy than others. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to volunteer at, you know, this particular place, you know, maybe it's the SPCA, maybe it's, you know, something, you know, that has to do with seniors, you know, or, you know, like schools or whatever. I have all these great ideas, but I often just go, yeah, I mean, if I didn't run out of time every day, I would do this, but I do run out of time. And so I can't really pick something like this up, but the idea of exercising and also doing something that gives back is so genius.
I love it.
I feel like for me, it's like that would be like twice as motivating because I don't have to have a conversation with myself about going to the gym. It's like, no, you need to go help somebody who's counting on you.
It is total genius. I love it. I'm going to see if there's anything around here. I think it's brilliant. Maybe I can like...
There's probably more of it than we all realize. And yeah, I am...
Maybe there's something fun with like climbing trees with sloths or something.
The possibilities are endless, right? But yeah, the idea that you're getting out and about, you're being physical, you know, maybe it's not totally outdoors, but you know, it sounds like there's so many things that you can do to say like, you know, I was a do-gooder today, but I also closed my rings on the Apple Watch. So exactly. There you go.
Well, speaking of Apple Watch, so I have a question for you and maybe y'all out there, even though I probably won't get the answer in time, but well, first of all, the frustrating thing about my Apple Watch is that half the time I'm not wearing it when I'm going on a spontaneous walk or starting my yoga class. And I'm like, ah, damn. And then at the end of the day, it's like, you still have time to close your rings. And I'm like, I did close my rings, damn it. I just wasn't wearing you. And I don't know how you guys, like,
oh, well, you got to wear it, Heather. I got to wear it. It doesn't count.
Well, let me ask you this, though. So my instinct is obviously to take my watch with me because I'll be doing a lot of city walking. It'll probably be nice to have, but it's also like that extra thing you have to bring the cable for to charge it.
The cable is really easy to pack.
I know.
The watch is on your wrist. Like, I don't know. I mean, unless you're just like, I don't care. I don't want it. I don't want the data.
Just another thing I could potentially lose, I guess. You know, it's kind of like bringing jewelry. I'm only bringing like a few pairs of earrings to keep it chill. Because then you have so many little things and little pouches and it just
becomes I hear a little crazy. You know, there was a... as we're talking about the Apple Watch, I realized it was charging right in front of me and needs to be back on my wrist. But I mean, there have been stretches of time where I'm just like, I don't even care about wearing the watch.
Same.
Not because it's not helpful. It is. But it was almost like, I know I'm not going to be like the best version of myself and the watch will know.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to give it that data. You know, the watch is going to be like, so Sarah, you like didn't walk at all, like over 3 days. Like, what's up? Like, how can we motivate you? But now that I'm like, you know, I'm going to the gym every 5 minutes kind of thing.
Yeah.
This has been less than a week, everybody. So, you know,
sometimes
let's talk
I don't
next
even
week.
Want it on my wrist though. Sometimes I'm like, it's like sweaty or like, it's just kind of bugging me.
It is kind of sweaty. I actually, I was not thinking the other day and I took a shower and just never took it off. And I mean, it's water resistant, so no big deal, but there's still soap. I mean, I was like, shouldn't be wearing my watch while showering. Nothing bad happened though. And I was like, you know, probably got a few steps in, to be honest.
Well, it'll be really nice.
A little shower,
honestly,
stall.
It'll be,
you know, you do sort of exercise in the shower.
You do sort of exercise. And like yesterday I was running around like crazy going back and forth. I'm packing in the art studio just to avoid the cats aren't allowed in there. And it's on the other side of our garage. So it's really nice to have that whole space to pack, because if not, my cats would be laying in my suitcase every second and up in my shiz. But I was going back and forth. I mean, probably 100 times, and I wasn't wearing my watch and I was like, damn it. But it'll be nice to track my sleep on my trip, because I'm sure my sleep patterns are going to be different and not as steady. I think I calculated I'm sleeping in like 6 different beds or something. I'll say one last thing about this. It's funny. And I think I was thinking last night, it's kind of like that bedtime story. Good night, moon, good night, stars. I felt like I was kind of looking around the house and like thinking about like my routines, and it was just like, God, I'm going to miss my couch. You know, I'm going to miss my morning, you know, coffee at my window seat with my cats, you know, and obviously my boyfriend, but like, just all the little things that,
don't forget the human.
And we also got a new internet setup yesterday, Sarah, and it's a new mesh system. It's like the new, he put in all new like base stations that are like completely a different structure. Like, they're bigger and so much better. This guy that came over yesterday, I was like so into him. He was like, not into him, into him, but like, he was so smart and nerdy about internet. And he was like using all these really cool like metaphors to explain things, you know, and it's like water. And this is like the piping system, you know, like that kind of thing. And I'm leaving this, like, I have one day with this amazing internet system. I'm going to be excited to come back to it. It'll be fun to come home to, but all the things that you leave behind, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I did want to ask one quick question before we wrap up this here episode.
All right, Heather.
Such a good day.
Hit me.
It's in the, I like to file these into the nagging question zone folder, if you will, because I like nagging questions, and I'm a little disappointed in y'all out there because nobody has written in about a nagging question they have, because we'd like to share them on the show. Please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
We're gonna guilt you into it.
We are.
What's your nagging question? You better write us.
My recent nagging question is, somebody had mentioned the other day, like, kind of blamed the pandemic on, and it might have been me, on something. And I was just kind of thinking, like, are we done yet with, I mean, should we be done with making excuses because of the pandemic? How long can we get away with it?
And, excuses and, for what? Like, this is why my life unraveled, yeah, type
exactly.
of thing?
I blame the pandemic. I blame, you know, like, how long can we get away with, like, blaming the pandemic, I guess, is my question. If y'all have any thoughts, please don't hesitate. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. Thank you very much.
You know, I know what you're talking about, Heather, and it was funny. I was with some friends a couple weekends ago, you know, like 4th of July stuff. And, you know, we all sort of laughed like, gosh, remember, you know, like, well, a little bit more than a year ago. But, you know, there was a time where this would have been such a big deal. You know, like, we're all outside, but we're also masked, you know, like, well, first of all, you know, in the early days, we just wouldn't even have been, you know, having a barbecue outside. But then it was sort of like, okay, everybody's safe. Okay, we can, like, social distance and, like, have the barbecue outside, you know, and see each other, you know. And now, and listen, depending on who you are and where you live, your mileage varies. I'm well aware of that. Like, if someone gets COVID, like, it's still sort of like, oh, the barbecue's canceled.
Yeah, of course.
You know, if that person's going to be there, kind of thing. Yeah, I get that. But we're definitely in this kind of, like, remember when? Post-pandemic world. You know, even when I go to Kaiser Hospital,
unfortunately
go to all the time. Like, some people wear masks because it's a hospital. But it's a medical center. I mean, you're not always there just to, like, go to the ER.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I need to grab a mask for my trip.
Yeah, wouldn't hurt. Thanks. Wouldn't hurt. Something to have, you know? A few masks to have in your back pocket would not hurt. But yeah, it's I think I might be one of those people, Heather, where, you know, I still to this day kind of go like, and here's why I'm weird. You know, like, here's why I still do things,
and
like, in a really strange way because
it's changed
of the pandemic.
Us, you know, forever. I mean, it's something that has scarred us.
It's
in
something
some
that
way.
We, you know, people have lived through. And I, knock on wood, everybody, have you know, I've been really lucky. You know, I don't. Besides,
My cats
just
are
sort
like,
of like
who's at the door.
Knock on wood. Knock, knock, knock. Yes. But yeah, anyway, I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean. It's sort of a good reminder to be like, yeah, sir, remember when you, like, obsessively baked all that banana bread in, like, June of 2000? You know, you can kind of let that go.
Totally.
You know? Let it go. Totally, you know, chill. You were a little manic.
Chill, bro.
Okay?
Just chill.
You were just living in the woods, being weird. So there we are.
Yeah, everyone just needs to chill a little bit. And on that note, I'm going to go finish my packing. And Sarah, I'll see you in a few hours.
I know. This
is so
exciting.
For that non-martini.
For the non-martini. I will not be drinking a martini.
No.
Well, I don't know. You know, never say never.
Yeah.
Never say never, right?
Yep.
The world is our oyster today.
Maybe
but
we'll even
just
get some
a reminder.
Oysters.
Maybe we should have oysters.
Gosh, I love oysters. Let's do it.
Forever.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Well, all right, Lanes. You know,
all right. See y'all there. Just kidding. But just a reminder that we are community supported. Patreon.com/havesuchgooddays. Where to find out more about how we butter our bread, as it were, and how you can help us butter our bread.
Share the good word.
I mentioned Leah in our Discord. We love our Discord. You know, it's a small group there, but we're a fun group. So if you're interested in hanging out with a fun bunch of people, you could become a patron and join our Discord, $5 or anything else up from that per month. Gets you in there, not mandatory, but certainly encouraged. And I guess for now, Heather, I'm going to let you pack.
Thank you, dude. I'm like, I got to get on the road. I got to meet you for that drink. I need
it. You got a lot of stuff to do before I see you.
Totally.
In, let's say, what,
like
nine hours from now?
Maybe nine. Isn't that bizarre? Well, I'll see you on the flip side, Sarah. In the meantime,
sounds good.
I will remain Hada forever.
And I will be Sarah forever. Woo-woo.
Have such a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.